patrol robes. What did men wear then if they wore their best clothes to hold their pants up? If you went riding in the winter, let's say you were out after cattle or something, what would you call those things you put on your legs?
Oh, chaps.
If I had a great deal of stuff in my pocket that went like that, you say it
does.
And if you bought clothes that were all right until they were washed, and then you put them on and
shrunk up.
They did what?
Shrunk up.
Oh, and wheat. Now, you're going to have to correct me on this, and you can help me, I think. If wheat doesn't mature and it doesn't get enough moisture, the skin on it gets wrinkled. What do you say that is?
Swivel.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard swivel from that?
Yes, I have heard it.
Gee, I've gotten that in most of the state.
There I am.
What would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
Oh, a bedspread.
What did your mother call it?
Bedspread.
And some of that bedding that women used to make with a fancy stitch design?
Quilt.
What do you call the one that isn't stitched fancy, just tacked here and there? What?
Comfort.
If you spread bedding out on the floor, do you refer to that in...
Slept on one many a time.
If you go to Colorado, you'll get into the... You'll leave the plains and then come into the foothills and then the...
No.
What would you call low ground down in the river valley? That's where water's standing. How about ground down there that's good for cultivation?
Well, mostly valleys.
If you were going to buy land, what kind would you look for? By this I mean, would you look for mountain land, or?
If I personally were going to buy land, what would I look for? I would look for good fertile land. It would be good for cattle raising. Personally,
would this what would you call a place that's level down by the bottom of a river? Where, well, it's level, but it's not wet.
We call them bottoms.
I wasn't just exactly sure there. I was sort of wandering around.
Oh.
Is there any irrigation around here?
No irrigation around here.
If we were going to talk about streams and go from the smallest to the largest around here, what would we talk about?
And go from the smallest to the largest. We'd start out with creeks and go from the creeks on up to rivers.
What would flow into a creek?
Flow into the creek? Oh, a branch.
Anything that might flow into a branch?
No, that's about the smallest term we've ever used, right?
Is the branch wet all year round? Or?
No.
That's wet and dry, huh?
Wet and dry.
If you plow a field and it rains and the soil erodes in big things, what would these be called? Would creeks be wet all year round?
Yes, they are mostly, yes, I would say so.
If one of them was dry, what would it be called? Still a creek?
Well, yes, we were calling it a creek.